The servant of God, Beatrice Ranieri, Virgin Second Order. After the Venetian government gained possession of the large island of Euboea in the Aegean Sea, a number of Venetian families settled there. The distinguished family of the Ranieri also acquired a considerable estate in Euboea and lived in the city of Negropont. In 1471, however, the island was invaded by the Turks, who at once occupied Negropont and plundered the homes of the prominent Venetians. Beatrice, a devout daughter of the House of Ranieri, made a successful escape to a neighboring mountain, but she was overcome with great fear when she realized that she was alone and helpless in a country occupied by the enemy. She knelt down and pleaded for help from heaven. The Queen of Heaven appeared to her, consoled her, and promised to take her devout client under her special protection. She told her that she would arrive safely in Venice, and there she would serve God among the poor clares. When the Blessed Virgin disappeared, Beatrice saw a venerable old man standing near her. He led Beatrice to the sea, where a boat was ready to sail for Venice. On the boat, she met a distinguished lady, Polyxena by name, who had lost her husband and her wealth as a result of the invasion of the Turks, and was likewise fleeing from the place. They resolved to remain together as companions. Upon their arrival in Venice, they found hospitality with a devout young woman who had used her great wealth in building a hospice for pilgrims to the Holy Land. In time, this hospice was converted into a convent of poor clares called Holy Sepulchre Convent, because it possessed a beautiful painting of the Holy Sepulchre. Beatrice distinguished herself among the members of the convent by penance, obedience, humility, patience, charity towards her neighbor, and fervor at prayer. In another vision, our Blessed Lady again assured Beatrice of her maternal protection, and then she died a blessed death in the year 1509, venerated as a saint by those who knew her. On the Queen of Heaven and the Immaculate Conception. The doctrine of the Immaculate Conception agrees with the most elementary ideas of the divine goodness. Who can imagine that the Eternal Father, having the power to save his daughter from the tyranny of Satan, though that tyranny were to last but an instant, would not have saved her from it even for that instant? Who can suppose that the infinite love of God the Son would have endured even for a moment to behold his mother tainted by the defilement and degradation which Adam's disobedience left as a heritage to his children? Would the spouse of the Holy Ghost have been anything but immaculate? This doctrine of the Immaculate Conception has its basis in the divine maternity. In taking human form, Christ wished to provide for a mother who had never been in the power of Satan. He owed that to himself as the God-man. The dogma that all men are redeemed by Christ is in no way contrary to this doctrine. The plan of the redemption was conceived from all eternity, and from all eternity God could provide properly for Mary's exemption from original sin. Mary was then preserved from original sin for the sake of the merits of the redemption as foreseen and ordained by God. This doctrine teaches us that only one person was preserved from original sin. The rest of humankind remains subject to the law of original sin and its consequences: suffering, hardship, death. Contrary to the tenets of atheistic communism and materialism, heaven will never be found anywhere on the face of the earth. And while the authors of the new paganism endeavor to unleash the animal in man, the picture of the Immaculate Mother of God, Queen of Heaven, with the serpent under her feet tells us, "You shall reign over the beasts of the earth and over all that is bestial within you." Always remember this, and do all you can to rejoice and honor Mary Immaculate. Prayer of the Church. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin didst prepare a worthy dwelling place for thy Son, we ask that, as by the foreseen death of this Son, thou didst keep her from all stain, so too thou wouldst permit us, purified through her intercession, to come to thee. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you.